Wait. That's it? They don't get together. Seriously? This is another season, right? Please tell me there's another. There isn't? This really it? She really ends up with him instead of... Oh, come on. But I wanted them to fuck. Oh, they had so much chemistry, way more than anyone else. What the actual hell were the writers thinking? No, you don't understand. I've spent the last 6 episodes, no, the whole season, waiting for them to get together. Every scene where they were alone, I was just going, is that gonna be it? This is gonna be it, right? Come on, kiss. God, I hate this show now. I would have been satisfied if they just banned. Even if they didn't get together afterwards, just one SD fuck with a ton of character drama would have been enough. But no, couldn't even have that. After all the build-up, they couldn't even acknowledge their feelings for each other. God fucking damn it. Well, guess I know what I'm going to have to be doing over the break. Damn screenwriters forcing us to do their jobs for them. It's a popular ship? Yeah, no shit. Is it like the most popular ship? Nah, I don't mind. I don't always write for weird obscure ships, you know. Some of my favorite ships are the really popular ones. I was already planning on writing smut fic of them, but finding out they don't even get together in canon is making me want to do it even more. No better motivation than spite, yeah? I want cuddles. Please. Come lie on the bed with me. God, that gave me blue balls. Thanks, babe. You're the best. I've already getting so many ideas. Trauma bonding, comfort, agonizing longing, violent sex in the back of their car. You know what I mean, right? At least their dynamic is easy to figure out. With the more obscure pairings, you really have to put the extra effort in when they barely interact in the canon to begin with. But that's the fun part, you know. Getting into their heads, figuring out what they see in each other and what they've been into, how their personalities interact, and how to turn that into steamiest porn imaginable. You have to stay true to the characterization, or else it's like you're just slapping naked Barbie dolls together, you know. What's the fun in that? Oh, yeah. Sorry for the mental image. Yeah, no context smut can be fun sometimes, but hey, porn is a great vehicle for characterization. Thank you very much. Just because you don't read any. There have literally been times where I've surprised people by viciously defending minor characters no one else cares about because I've spent so much more time thinking about them than the writers ever did. I don't know. I don't have an exact system or anything. Sometimes I just see a character and think, I bet she likes getting tied up and spanked. Oh, he's usually dominant, but he has a vulnerable side she could coax out of him. You know that people with lots of power and responsibility tend to be really submissive, right? And yeah, sometimes I just zone out and let horny brain take over. I like thinking about how people getting it on. Sue me. Yeah, this is how I spent my spare time. But you never guessed that when we started dating, right? Aww, that's nice of you to say. Love you too. Hmm. there's whole groups that talk about this all the time online. Reddit, AO3, even Tumblr is not quite dead yet. It's always good to run your ideas past other smart writers. It's how I've met most of my friends.
Exactly. I don't get why everyone is always surprised that I'm a virgin, just because I talk and write about sex so much.
I thought the stereotype went that virgins are supposed to be thinking about it all the time. Or is that just a guy thing?
I know, right? How does anyone write about something they haven't personally experienced? Research, talking to people, what are those?
Not to mention wish fulfillment. It's not like it's some unknowable, ethereal thing that you have to know firsthand. We're not in high school anymore. There's actually quite a lot of people with sexual experience you can talk to. You, for instance.
I don't know. I just never really had the opportunity, you know. College was too busy, and I was way too nervous about socializing anyways. And after that, well, losing your virginity can happen only once, right? I couldn't figure out when the right time was.
It could be tonight.
Oh yeah, you real subtle there, buddy.
Hey, I didn't say no, did I? I mean, I basically feel more comfortable with you than anyone I've ever met. So, no time like the present, right?
No, I didn't plan on this, but spontaneity is hot, isn't it?
Just not right away, please. Like, give me a minute to figure out what I actually want.
You're the best.
Can you hold me tighter, please? Thank you. You want to hear something dumb? When we started going out, I was so nervous that I actually started pretending I was one of my OCs.
Yeah, like saying things she would say, acting like she would. It was so dumb, but it like gave me confidence playing as her. I would never have gone on that first date if I was just me.
No, silly. Obviously, I started acting more like myself after that, when we got to know each other better.
But like, if you fell in love with a product of my imagination, you still technically fell in love with me, right? That's how it works.
Oh, I'm glad too. Without her, I wouldn't be here now.
Oh, what would she do right now?
Really? Come on, don't make fun of me.
You're serious? Wow, shit, I need to think. She would,
her name is Laria, by the way. Yeah, I was a freshman when I invented her. Shut up.
Well, she would caress you and give you come fuck me eyes. Then she would, I don't know, unbutton her shirt, take her pants off.
Yeah, just like that. Then she would like climb on top of you and ride you until your eyes rolled back.
No, I'm not gonna do that. I'd like to, but there's no fucking way I'm ready for that right now. So I kind of wish I hadn't just taken my pants off there, but here we are. I do want to do this. I just don't know how to form the words. Tell you what I want. Ironic, right? Could you just hold me and kiss me a little more? That makes it better. If I was writing a scene while Larry is feeling nervous with a partner, I would have her take their hand and guide it to where she wanted them to touch her. Yeah, can I do that? Yeah, like that? Can you just rub my tits through my shirt? Maybe kiss them too? Yeah. That feels nice. Please keep doing that. I really like you. Can you go down on me, please? Just take my panties off and, you know. Yeah, I can take my shirt off, but I want to lift my bra on. That's okay, right? It's just what I feel comfortable with. Thank you. Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, okay, I was not ready for you to start kissing my tummy. Wow. When I say go down on me, you do know I meant lower than that, right? And here I was thinking I was the virgin. Oh, you're kissing down my tummy. Yeah, I can see how that would. Oh. Really warm? No, it's fine. I'm relaxing. Wow, maybe a little. No, you're doing fine. It's just there's something missing. Are you thinking? Maybe you could put your hand on my inner thigh and kind of lightly chase it up and down. Oh, okay, that feels really good. Yeah, now can you keep eating me out while you're doing that? Oh, fuck. Oh, and now can you stop eating me out and just trace up my thigh? Yeah, like that. That feels nice. It almost tickles, but not quite. And now, if you could lick my inner thigh. And now, could you go back to eating me out, but like also use your fingers as well? Oh, sorry, is that okay? Am I overdoing this? You like it when I tell you what I want? Good. I like getting what I want. Could you put your tongue on my clit and use your fingers too? Oh fuck. What's it like? Good boy, yeah. You're mine. You're fucking mine. Oh, yeah. I just came. You think so? I may need a second opinion here. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was an orgasm. I'm pretty sure I know what those feel like. But hey, maybe it was a really big yawn. Oh my fuck. Never would have thought I was even able to make noises like that, but I guess that means you did a good job, right? It felt really good, especially at the end. It's fun telling you what to do. Yeah, I think I just learned something new about myself. Good boy? Oh fuck. Did I actually say that? I did, didn't I? I vaguely remember. Well, now look what you've done, awakening things in me. At this rate, I'll be doming you in a month from now. If you wanted me to, of course. 2 months? Hey, come up here and kiss me. Man, that was fucking awesome. The hands on my thigh thing? Well, I read it in a smut fic. Several, actually. It's been a weirdly recurring trend recently, I noticed. I guess I wanted to know what that fuss was about. It worked, didn't it? I'd like to make you come as well. I mean it. Well, at the very least, I like to see your cock before the night is out. Actually, never mind. Here I am assuming that you will be comfortable being naked around me when I'm not even there yet. Oh, wow. Okay, apparently that's not a problem for you. You don't have to take all your clothes off yourself. I could help if you wanted. Yeah. Let me just get your boxes off. And yeah, that's a dick. Sorry, I just got flashbacks to every single terrible euphemism for dicks I've ever read. Meat stick, firm rod, throbbing dragon. Oh, honey, you have not travel the depth of the internet like I have. It's the first place I might went, okay? Sorry for killing the mood like that. Okay, let me make it up to you. Yeah, I want to make you feel good. I could jerk you off, or we could cuddle fuck on the bed. No blowjobs, though. I'm not remotely in a headspace where I could put my mouth on your cock. Sorry. Hand job? Yeah, that's what I was leaning towards as well. It's got the least complications. Because I'm not on birth control, so. Okay, let me just. Is it how I should take it? Tell me if I'm doing a good job, okay? Am I turning you on, little old me? Lie back and enjoy yourself, cutie. You are going to enjoy yourself. I'm not going to give you any choice. Yeah, I've literally got you by the balls now. Oh wow. That's what pre-cum looks like? See. A bit sticky. Oh. You want to come on my tits? Because I'm okay with that. Yeah, I was nervous about taking my top off, but that was the me of a few minutes ago. I'm a different person now. Well, back then, I would never have imagined myself calling you a good boy either. Got an explanation for that? Is that a challenge? Bitch, I can get naked right now. Watch me. Yeah, you better look at my titties. You better appreciate them. No better motivation than spite, yeah? Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Wait, sit on the edge of the bed and let me get right down here on my knees. I'm still doing a good job, right? You think you're gonna come soon? Come on, I can't read your mind, can I? You have to tell me. Kind of like this. Maybe squeeze the underside of your head with my fingers. You're so confident, but completely at my mercy. I like it. You're getting close. Keep making those noises. Let me get closer to you. You like that? You're gonna come? Yeah, come on my tits. Yeah, it feels like kind of funny on my skin, but nothing I wasn't expecting, really. I like making you come. I like seeing you tense up and just shit out all over me like that. It's a bit sensitive. Okay, I'll stop touching it then. Let me get up there and with you. Put your arms around me. This is nice. Cuddling naked like this, I could definitely get used to it. Hey, don't hold me too close, or you'll end up with your cum smeared all over your chest. Unless you're into that. When I tore my bra off like that was Larry all over. It was like I was channeling her energy. I should write for her some more soon. Hey, if I ever need to write a scene where she gets laid, I know who to go to for hands-on research. Aw, thanks, honey. Yeah, I forgive you for blueballing me with the TV. That's something else I have to write for. I love you.